Matt Polka here with the American Cable Association and another edition of our Cable Talk podcast. Once again, coming to you from the show floor here at the fabulous Disneyland Hotel in Anaheim, California at our 13th annual Independent Show. Our guest today will be Mark Dinopoli, who is the Assistant Chief of the Licensing Division of the U.S. Copyright Office, to talk about what's new in copyright. So let's get started with Cable Talk. Thanks, everybody. Welcome back to Cable Talk, another edition of our American Cable Association podcast featuring issues and newsmakers within our industry of news that's important to our members on issues you care about. So it's great to be here with you again. I'm here today with Mark Dinopoli, who is the Assistant Chief of the Licensing Division of the U.S. Copyright Office in downtown Washington, D.C., in the Library of Congress building right across the street from the Capitol. Mark is here. He's been with us actually for the last few years, coming to our ACA booth here at the Independent Show, and it's great to have him back. So, Mark, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Let me ask you this, Mark. You have been with us for a number of years here at the Independent Show, I'm glad that you do, and I'm glad that you come to spend time with members. What do you find that's most important about, you know, your time to take from your very busy schedule to come here and to be with the American Cable Association and National Cable Television Cooperative members?
Well, you know, it's an opportunity to meet the faces behind the voices and the emails. It's always a pleasure, and to interact and help and assist wherever I can, and spend and elaborate more on questions and issues that are front and center.
Do you get the chance to talk to a lot of members in doing that and finding more about what their businesses are like and what their concerns are?
Yes. And it's helpful to know their intricacies and nuances, and it helps us in providing answers and how it can best achieve their copyright process.
You know what? That's fascinating to me and much appreciated, simply because we from an ACA perspective, I mean, our job is to be a voice, a lobbyist, to make sure that our members' voices are heard. But so often in Washington, and this is not to be critical, but, you know, whether it's lawmakers, regulators, their staff, or other, you know, commissions, they don't take the time necessarily to really fully understand the uniqueness of who our members are in smaller markets, rural areas, without deep staffs, without maybe a legal staff, and sometimes the difficulty to do things just like filing copyright. So the fact that you're here and you've done this now on an annual basis for a number of years speaks a lot to you and your commitment to our members, but also to the Copyright Office, and we thank you for doing that.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Well, thanks for being here again. So let's talk about a couple of things that you're visiting with members about, and that, as always, and maybe first and foremost, is copyright filings in general. Over the last couple of years, we know that the Copyright Office has been emphasizing e-filing of the copyright statements of accounts. Tell us how that's going, what you're learning, and what we can expect going forward.
Well, I've received positive feedback from many operators who have used electronic filing, and they say they'll never go back to paper.
Okay.
And that's good to hear. Mm-hmm. And just to give you some brief stats, when we first launched e-filing for the 2017-1 period last August, we hit about 26% adoption rate on e-filing. That figure jumped to 41% last March 1st for the 2017-2 filing. The 18-1 filings are already starting to trickle in July, although the bulk of them will be coming in the last 2 weeks of August.
Yeah, due the last week of August, right?
Due the last week of August 29th. Generally speaking, the bulk of those come in the last 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm anticipating that we're going to be near or at or perhaps even exceed 50% come August 29th. We'll know the figures more as we process them through September. Mm-hmm. But I'm confident that we're going to see over half electronic filing. And I think as the accounting periods go by in a few years, given what we've seen the last two accounting period trends, in the next few years, we could easily be at 80-90% adoption, which is great.
Right.
And it's vastly improves efficiencies for both the office and filers. A few weeks ago, we published an article in our TLC newsletter about e-filing.
What's TLC mean? Oh, the Library of Congress?
No, okay. It's the Licensing Connection.
Oh, there you go, the Licensing Connection. It's a
quarterly newsletter, although we haven't been published every quarterly, but we plan on resuming that. So we published it a few weeks ago. So I would encourage filers to go to our website, copyright.gov/licensing, and just click on where the TLC portion is in the right menu and look at the summary issue with updates on various aspects of licensing, including e-filing. And it guides operators who are still doing paper to adopt electronic filings.
Well, maybe we can include a link to that article in this podcast and also get it out on our ACA communications venues.
Yes, indeed.
Okay, great.
Yes, and we'll plan. We do have news nets. I also encourage filers. It's a free new subscription service. If you go to copyright.gov at the bottom of the website, subscribe to Newsnet. It's free. Mm-hmm. So anything that's relating to filings or anything copyright in general, whether it be regulations, filing, and so forth, will be there, and they'll get an automatic e-blast.
Well, that's great.
And we're also we're in the process of updating our email address directory based on those filers that have sent e-filing addresses on their statement of account form.
Okay.
So more and more are doing that, so that if we ever have to have a news blast, if everything comes up that we need to be time sensitive, we'll send it out.
Sure.
But usually we're ahead of the game, and we try to anticipate and give operators a few months notice when anything new that comes out.
Anything
we try not
changes.
To blindside anybody
no,
and say,
right,
oh,
right.
Next Monday we're starting this.
Right, exactly.
We try to anticipate as much as possible.
Well, the office worked quite a bit on e-filing before you implemented it to make sure it was done right and done well, and now you're starting to see the results of it.
Yes, and on the back end side of e-filing, too, is we also, when we receive them through email, they're generally through Excel, but we will accept PDF, and this is all explained in the TLC article. Mm-hmm. We take a copy of the if it's in Excel, most of them are in Excel. We convert that to a PDF. A staff member of licensing will digitally sign it to show receipt of it. Usually takes 5 to 10 days after we receive it. It goes up on the website. Mm-hmm. We don't print that out. There's no need for stakeholders to come into our public reading room at the Library of Congress. And all stakeholders can view those filings reported. We have filers, cable operators calling us saying, you know, I'm looking, for various reasons, they'll say, I'm looking for the filing I made last accounting period or 2 years ago. Do you have a copy? If they e-file, they can go right to the web. They don't even have to call us.
It's right there.
Because operators may need to do it for due diligence.
Sure.
Maybe a change of ownership.
Right.
Or whatever reason, they need to see what they did. So it's a win-win for everybody involved.
You know, as an old cable lawyer who used to do cable deals way back when, I can remember having to get the paper copies during due diligence. So this makes it it a world of world of ease.
And another advantage of switching to e-filing is operators don't have to provide a legible photocopy of their paper copy when they send it in the envelope to us. Because what licensing staff does is pull that photocopy and put it in our public reading room for everybody to see in cabinets.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to phase that out completely in a few years,
well,
and hopefully we'll have 100% adoption then.
It's kind of hard to believe in 2018 that people still do things by paper. You know
right.
what I mean?
Exactly.
And maybe there are reasons for it. I don't know. Maybe a lot of the paper filers that you see are just the short forms, which are just simple, you know, fire it off, basically. But it does seem surprising to me that even now in 2018, we're only expecting 50% to be e-filed. Once again, it's so great to have Mark DiNapoli, the Assistant Chief of the Licensing Division for the U.S. Copyright Office, with us. Mark, thank you for being here. And that's another edition of Cable Talk, everybody. Don't forget, you can find Cable Talk where you get your podcasts on Apple. You can also find us on Podomatic. We're also up on Google Play. And you certainly can get our podcasts on our website at americancable.org/thehub. And don't forget, subscribe, rate, and review. See you next time on Table Talk.